DJWK and 4VWA. DJWK and 4VWA.
K and 4VWA and 4WRO.
4WRO must be on a handheld.
Yeah, I'm out in the shop making some jumpers for that belting cable.
Hear ya. Well, ran me $450 out there at the wire man.
Yep.
As cheap as I could get it anywhere else, and the rest of everybody else would have charged me freight.
Check with DX Engineering or HRO.
Oh, son. They're at $1.10 a foot now. Plus. And, these guys up there were a good bit less than that. They've always beat DX on that.
Well, I'll tell you what, this is the first time I've worked with this belted. And this is some stiff stuff.
You're not going to be turning any sharp corners with that stuff, Bubba.
You got that right.
So are you going to put some little LED Christmas lights on the outside of the jacket and spiral it up your feed line up to the top of the of your antenna?
Yeah, give Santa a beacon, right? Hey, did I recollect right that you know a machine shop?
Give me your definition of a machine shop. You want somebody with a lathe and light manufacturing capability, or are you wanting just a metal fab shop where they can bend and weld?
Basically metal fab. You know what a Martin Tower is?
I do, but I'm not recalling it right off of the bat. Describe it to me. Is it like a Ron 25?
Nah, this is a rooftop tower. It's like a four-legged tripod. They got them in different heights. But he is so far backed up, he's actually put the plans out there for free. And, you know, with the bill of lading of, you know, what you need, you know, 1 1/4 by 1 1/4 T6 angle iron, four of them at, you know, 48 inches or whatever. I just wondering if you knew a place that could get all that and cut it to the specs.
That right off the bat. Man's right over here off of Gap Creek Road. See, you're at Easley, so that's going to be a hoof. But this boy's good, and he does good work. He builds and modifies steel stake beds for, you know, 25, 35, and 450s on a regular basis.
All right, well, you still got my email address, right?
Oh, yeah.
All right, shoot me an email, and what I'll do with his information, I give him a call, and I shoot him a copy of the plans and say, hey, can you get this material in and cut it to the dimensions as listed? And then I'll do the rest. The assembly is the easy part.
Well, I'm going to tell you something right now. I've got a 50-foot tower freestanding, and it starts off pretty big at the bottom and then collapses down until you get to the top. Well, it's a freestanding tower. Well, I took 2 5/8-inch plate steel plates and made me a tilt-over system out of that. And he fabricated up the two plates, hinge pin and hinge point for me. He's good.
Sounds like it. Yeah, no, I was looking at those Martin Towers. You know, build a 6 or an 8-footer, stick it on top of the shop out here. Stick one of the lightweight Yaesu rotors in it and put an X-beam on it or something instead of putting a tower up. Because if you go with a 25G, you got to have a guide, and I just don't have the room for that.
I know exactly what you're talking about. Well, how big an antenna are you going to put up there?
Be that big? You know, I was looking at these hex beams, so I don't know. These are just ideas that are cooking in my head.
It's the one that looks like a spider's web, don't it?
Kind of looks like that.
Things work real good, but they are a lot of maintenance.
Possibly, I can see that.
Okay, well, listen, I'll get a hold of you. I've got your email. I'll shoot you his contact information. You can give him a call, because I don't know his email address. So I'll get you his info, okay?
Yeah, that'll work. Now I'll give him a call and say, hey, you know, can you get this, inch and a quarter by inch and a quarter angle iron, T6, or, you know, whatever the specs call for. And we'll go from there, and I appreciate it, Buff.
Anytime, man, anytime I can help out. anything to get you in a little hot water with the wife. have you cleared this with her on her roof yet?
No, this ain't on her she shed. This is on my shop.
Tell you what, you must have a good one, because I had to clear the tower. I had to force my tower out onto the backside of the property before I could get that. Now I've told her I'm going to move my Radio Shack onto the inside of the house. Oh, mercy, you'd have thought I'd slapped her across the face with a 10-day-old salmon.
Yeah, well, I got the shack in the house. It's out in the game room, basically. The whole garage is heated, air conditioned, you know, completely finished and everything. And that's where I do my other stuff. We got the pool table out there and everything, and it works out well.
Oh, there you go. Well, you know, if you're like me, just feel lucky that you've got about 6 square feet that you can put all your radio gear in.
Yeah, I know what you mean. All right, let you go. I got the soldering iron side. I got to finish soldering these connectors. All right, appreciate it, bud. Talk to you later. N4WRO.
Be careful with hot toys now. You don't want to drop any hot solder in your lap.
Woohoo!
KN4VWA, clear.
WA, KI4DOS mobile.
Yes, Gary, KN4DPWA. What's going on, big man?
Heard you say you went up to the wire man and spent some money. What'd you buy, some coax?
I went ahead and just bought me a 500-foot spool of the 8 Direct Berry. You know, that White Jacket Marine. I bought me a bunch of that. It's supposed to be good for about 1,000 watts. I'm not running but about 800, so it'll be just fine, thank you, ma'am. And I got 500 foot of that, and I got another 150 foot of rotor control cable. And I'm taking my shed from outside the house to the inside.
Well, that's a good deal. I didn't go with a direct berry cable. I run conduit out to mine. Bought that, I can't remember the number on it, from the wire man. It's comparable to LMR 400. Actually, if you look at the specs, it's got the specs outdo the LMR 400 to a point. And I've been real pleased with that. It's real flexible. It's got the stranded center conductor and shielding. It's real, got real good shielding on it. Don't have any problems with it. Haven't had any problems with it so far. I got one run out there to my super loop that's about 160 feet or so long, but it's underground for 100 feet, and I just went ahead and put conduit in the ground in case I ever needed to pull it out, and that's the only reason I did it that way. And when I got down there to where it bends to come out of the ground up to a post where it ties into the antenna, I cut a hole in the conduit. And some people ask me, so why'd you do that? And I said, well, condensation. I don't want it laying in water all the time. So there's a drain hole in the conduit, you know, right there in that 90-degree bend. And I haven't had any trouble with it in 13 years.
Now listen, I'll be right back in just a second. As you can tell, I got a call coming in.
Call, I'll be here for a few minutes. Stay out for DOS mobile.
So there, Gary, that was the boss saying she's going to go get a pedicure with her, with our daughter and one of her friends. Doesn't that sound just so lovely?
She keeps telling me I need to go get one. She said, if you ever get the first one, says you'll go back and get another one. So I don't know. Never had it done.
Tells me the same thing, but, you know, I just don't think they're quite equipped with 8-inch wire cutters and heavy-duty DeWalt grinders and all that kind of stuff. So I kind of pass on it. I pass on it, too. How big is that wire you were talking about? Is it about the size around of your finger?
That coax that I buried, I didn't bury it. I put it running through, run mine through conduit.
X, and then there's the Super X. That Super X is real good.
I can't remember the number on it right off the top of my head, but I bought a 500-foot spool of it, and that's what's on all my outside antennas, and I haven't had any trouble with the feed lines, and it seems to work real, real well.
Good. Well, I've got my 2-meter 440, my Mosley, and I've got a OCF dipole. All three that I've got to run lines over there to the house with. So I figure I'll go ahead out of that 500 foot. Each one is supposed to be 150 foot up to the radio, from the tower up to the radio. So I'll probably have enough left over to where I can make all my jumpers and ties and all that kind of stuff with. And still have a little bit left over. Anyhow, I'm going to have my hands full, and I'm going to be off the HF for a while.
Got that for you, but that's the way it goes. When I put my tower up, that's what I did. I ran it out, run it up the tower. And I've got the 440 beam on the top, and then I got the 2-meter beam, and then I got the HF beam on the bottom, and then I've got the 2-meter 440 vertical out there, and got a 220 vertical out there, and I'm thinking about putting a 440 vertical out there just for giggles. You know, a separate one for the monobanders that I've got. Right now it's tied into the 2-meter 440 vertical that's out there, and then the 2000 is tied into the beams, so it works real well. And like I said, I haven't had any trouble out of it whatsoever. And as far as I'm concerned, that's real good coax. And those runs are a lot shorter than the one that's on my loop, my wire antenna. But they're up there next to the house, and the wire's 100 feet away from the house. So it all seems to work out all right. And I haven't had any problems with it yet.
What we like to hear. Well, listen, I'm going to go ahead and jump out on you. I was just trying to raise W4DJW, Dave, and see about where he is. He's supposed to be meeting me out here at the flying field. There's already a bunch out here. We're all going to go fly for this afternoon. So come on out and join us. And if you don't, 73, I'll see you and talk to you again soon. KN4BWA, I'll be clear after you final, big guy.
Have a good time out there at the flying field. I heard Dave on there earlier this morning. I can't remember who he was talking to, but I did hear him on the air. And hopefully he'll get out there and y'all have fun flying. Y'all take care, be safe, and we'll talk at you a little bit later. I'd come out, but I got some errands I got to run and a couple of different stops I got to make, so I won't make it out there today. But y'all have fun. JN4VWA, KI4DOS Mobile.